Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger, aka F the N Word. Tonight we got adult star Kaylee Hilton gonna be in the house tonight, and on top of that, I got my homegirl back. Miss 100% is back in the house tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back in full effect.
So, if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. And also, we've got the different chat rooms. We've got the Blog Talk chat room up. If you want to see my face that's made for radio, you can go to my Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. Go to the news and chat room section, and you can holler at me live there. Also, social networking at its finest. You know, Facebook, Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Facebook, I'm Dick Hugger. Tag all them. I'm Dick Hugger. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Add me. I'll add you back. You want to holler at Miss 100%, go to the Smooth Drama site and go to the About Us page. And you can click there and you can get at Miss 100%. She is, in her words, Googleable.
Googleable.
Yeah.
I'm available to you.
Oh, also, I want to give a big shout out to my two homies. They 2 days apart. Yet my Smooth Drama correspondent, Black Steel, it was his birthday yesterday. I called him up and hollered at him, but I'm going to give him a shout-out on the air. Happy birthday. You know, make it enjoyable. And also, because I'm doing the twofers, I'm dedicating the show to my homeboy, Black Steel, and also to my main man, King Midas of HISD, because it's his birthday today also. So I want to say happy birthday to King Midas. May your birthday be golden.
All right. I can say something about that, but we ain't gonna go there.
I mean, there are a lot of things to be said. I'm just happy to have you back, and you know.
I'm happy to be back, man. I miss Smooth Drama like crazy. I was going nuts. But I'm happy to be back.
Yes. I mean, because, you know, it's hard to do without you. Now, speaking of doing it without you, though, I mean, now everybody remember how I was riding Taco Bell because of their 50% beef and whatever else percent, whatever the hell else it is, secret ingredients. You know, they had that thing where they went, they said, well, it's 88% beef and 12% special ingredients.
Special ingredients.
Special ingredients. So I'm reading.
How the hell is rat shit special?
Well, I'm reading where steaks are in Japan, they're engineering it where steaks are made from human shit, and it passed the taste test. They have food coloring to make it look like real steak. But yeah, this is not a hoax. They have reconstituted shit.
So does it go a little like this, like, honey, I'm about to go to the bathroom and make dinner tonight.
No. 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 Oh, no. Because this is scientific.
I mean, you know, educate me on this.
Well,
this
stuff. Hey, these are some guys in Japan, and they made steak out of human sewage. The correct, politically correct term. Yeah.
Really? We gonna try to be politically correct with?
No, we not being politically correct. I'm just saying that they, you know, they made it out of shit, for lack of a better word. Human.
No, it's
sewage.
Human? It's all human?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that it may not all be human. You never know. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why I kept riding on the whole Taco Bell thing, because I'm like, well, what's the other 12%? You don't know what special ingredients is. Special ingredients is whatever the hell they put in there. And now we're talking about they're making steak out of human feces.
I just can't. I don't see it. I don't.
Yeah, I won't be seeing it on my plate no time soon. I mean, now then you come to the question, are they going to put it on the package saying, hey, this is bioengineered steak? Or are they going to just float it out there?
Exactly. Because you know how they have to put the nutrition information and stuff like that on packaging. I mean, what are they going to say? You know, because it's not, you know, the USDA, you know, thing. They can't use that. So, I mean, what are they going to put? 100% ground human shit? Is that what they're going to put on the package? I mean, how much do they really expect to sell of it?
Well, I'm sure they'll call it veggie steak.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, and just in case people think that that's an isolated thing, Dutch scientists have made test tube hamburgers. Made with ground beef grown from stem cells. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of so.
They're bioengineering your food. I mean, it used to be, okay, they would steroid up your cows and whatnot.
Right.
Now they just bypassing the whole cow. And they out of stem cells, they are making burgers, and they're saying they're trying to prove to the world we can make a product out of this, and we need a courageous person who is willing to be the first to taste it, says Mark Post.
I don't think it's ever been an argument whether or not they can, you know, make the product. It's the point of whether or not it's good for human consumption.
Well, that's why they want you to try it. You know, you're more than welcome to try it, and you can let us know.
No, thank you. I actually, honestly, I've been thinking about going vegetarian for a while, and I could lose some weight, and I'm sure to make me healthier. And I think this is a really good time to just do vegetables.
Well, I mean, this is technically though, this is vegetarian cuisine.
It's vegetarian, but it's not a vegetable. let's make that perfectly clear. It is not a vegetable.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was interesting.
It is very interesting. I just want to you know, see and actually meet the first person to try it so I can slap the hell out of them. I mean, just for...
Why are you hating? Why are you hating?
Oh, wow. Right.
I mean, it's from the stem cells of a cow. Supposedly, allegedly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole... Remember, they had the thing talking about the stem cell research?
Yeah.
This is your tax dollars at work. Stem cell research at its finest.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something that's out there. It's going to be interesting to see where food goes, and I'm curious to see whether or not this is something where it's going to be put on the packages. And whether or not people are going to willingly eat the steak and the test tube burgers.
I mean, it kind of, you know, makes the use for a toilet, you know, not existent. It's kind of like you may as well just go ahead and put it in the bucket and ship it to whoever is, you know.
Why are you going there?
So now people are going to be selling they poop. They're selling it to this company so they can make it out of state for somebody.
Really?
Well, why not just shit on the plate and eat it?
Well, hold on, you really think is that's cool? I think a little bit more elaborate than that.
Yeah, but I'm saying you may as well. It's like you already going to be eating it. So why don't you just bypass all of that and you just shit on the plate and eat it? Because you're already eating somebody else's. If you want to eat this, what do you call it? Bioengineered steak. That's just a cute word to just say eat shit and die. That's all it really is. Because I'm telling you, once people start eating this crap, if they're not already putting it out there, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, they're announcing it now, but it could have very well already been on the market. And, you know, they keep everything else from us, so they probably have kept this from us for a while and, you know, tested it and say, you know, people are really loving this stuff. That's that Angus, you know, that I call it anus. You know, because that's what it sounds like. That's that Angus beef, people. It's so delicious. Nah.
All right.
Some more.
On that note, we're going to go on break with Angus burger on our brain. We'll be back. And we'll be back with our guest, Ms. Kaylee Hilton. This is Tribe Called Quest. Hot sex on the platter.
Hot sex on the platter. Hot sex on the platter. Say you know. Hot sex on the platter. 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 Hot sex on the platter.
Hey yo, we wanna put a fight for a long time, no hear from. Suckers walk around talking about they can get some of that modern size life. No can do. And if you think I'm for dope, then ask the other two and I proceed to let you know exactly how to blow. I'm not a lawyer, doctor, so just tackle with the hoe. Oops, my mistake, I didn't know you went with her. Should I run down the line of all the kids are done hit her? Don't be bitter. I hear that honey resembles a critter. Her, she likes it 2-1-1 like my man John Ritter. The back to the subject, you can't catch wreck. You must give respect to earn respect. Suckers think they can hurt me, cause now with that, you're full of jokes. But yo, your name ain't flex. I got the riches, the bitches. I'm lost like a hustle. You think you're all that, but your girl's quite doable. Yeah, I'm telling you, see, to back up off me. I'm not a man called horse, but I ain't Mr. Saucy. Rapping is the art coming straight from the heart. So get the shot, because the action got stopped.
Hot sex on the fly. Hot sex on the fly. Hot sex on the fly.
with the funk. I'm the undercover brother, dump your hole in the trunk. Save all the sad songs and the tear jerkers. Biggest setback, it's the lyrical worker. The points that I create ain't in paperback books. The points that I create are for hookers and the crooks. My mental is excelling cause I dabble in the books. I'm not the one in the front on the suburbs. Yo, I get the pickings, I'm such a damn dickin. If it's up to this, then the plot just thickens. I run you around the track like a bunny and a dog. To me, you're just another MC on the wall. A link in the chain, fluid on the brain. I want the pipe lyrics, and you're the mundane. See, I can't maintain. Especially if you come back, I'm the lyrical master blaster. Yeah, I could do that. I could also do your girl, so leave the hoe at home. When I get done, I have a strong on bones. It's the no-joke pressure that elevates my mind. Make me pick up and go when it's time to drop my rhymes. My title is Rock, the abstract poetic. I'm in the idle mode, but my energy's kinetic. So smooth and debonair, special for the air. Gotta keep my thing in gear, cause it's evident and clear that I'll be rocking.
All right, that was Tribe Called Quest. Hot Sex on the Platter. All right, fired up. I get fired up in the break. You know, I get to dancing and I'm ready to go now. I'm still stuck on you, but we're not gonna go back into that.
We'll leave it alone.
Yeah,
for right now.
Yeah, we're gonna get Ms. Hilton on the phone here because I can't be talking feces with you. I'm talking about fine dining, vegetarian cuisine at its finest.
Hello.
Hey, Ms. Hilton, welcome to Smooth Drama. You're on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. You got.
Hey, Ms. Hilton. This is Ms. 100%. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Are we doing all right?
Ready to talk to you.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of these questions. I'm sure you've heard it before. Like, you know, what made you want to be an adult star?
All right, what made me want to be an adult star? I really just like porn. I've liked it for like my whole life, and I've just always wanted to be in it. I don't know, does that sound weird? So I watched it a lot, and so I always thought, like, wow, I really want to be in these movies and scenes and get to bang hot guys and girls. Like, who wouldn't want to get paid for that, right?
Right.
Like,
now, I have a question about the hot guy thing, okay? Has there ever been anyone that just was not attractive to you and you just were like, I don't think I can do this one? I mean, because it's like some films you can actually see that the female is not into it. And I'm like wondering, what do you do when you're faced with that challenge? Because like even in your personal life, it's like, if you're not attracted to somebody, you're just not attracted to them and it's not going to work. So I'm just curious how you handle that.
Yeah. We definitely come across that like a lot because we are just like kind of paired with whoever they choose. For me, I guess I just like sex so much that I'm pretty good at, even if I don't really like the guy, I'm pretty good at making everyone feel like I do. So, I mean, I think that's where the acting comes into play. You can't always choose, you know? So, like, even if the guy's, like, totally disgusting, everybody's going to think I'm so into him. That's my job.
All right. Well, I mean, and that was funny because I know I had a homie who used to always talk about the plots in the porn.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting ones. Because of my braces, I'm cast a lot as, like, the, like, young girl. So I do a lot of the, like, cutesy little, like, cheerleader, like, schoolgirl with a lot of the older guys. But I honestly prefer that, really. I like the older men. I think they're easier to work with for me.
All right. Well, actually, we have a question one of our bloggers. So on the whole, asked, what was your upbringing like?
What was my upbringing like? Like, when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really have too normal of a life, I guess. Like, I moved a lot, and I was kind of the, like, shy girl at school, kind of, like, shy girl, but also a bad girl at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as I turned 18, I turned into a stripper. Like, it was like the shy girl waiting to turn into, you know?
The shy girl.
You hear what I said it's always the shy one.
It is always a shy one, yeah. But, like, I'm really close with my parents and everything, so, like, I never really had any problems with them. They know what I do. I'm sure you guys are going to ask me that. They know what I do, and... I think my mom actually kind of loves it. My mom's like, give me details. But, you know, I can tell my dad doesn't love it, but he respects anything I want to do, you know. And I tell him everything, you know.
Well, not
everything, yeah, but, close to it.
I'm like, I don't know if I can have them conversations with my parents. Mm.
I have very different parents, I guess. You know, I would consider them like hippies, you know?
Nothing wrong with that at all. So now as a porn star, I mean, you got any goals in the porn industry? Like, you want to stay behind the camera? You want to bridge over into, quote-unquote, real movies? What's your motivation?
Well, I really hope to be in porn for a while and do a lot of scenes and get my own website going and, like, I don't know, that would be, like, kind of directing, you know, my own site, like, how I want it to go. I don't know about anything mainstream. I'm really, really focused on the porn right now because I like it so much. So my goal right now is just to stay in here. Like, you know, we get new girls every day, so it's, I don't know. It's all about trying to stay in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Got to be good at it, put out good scenes, and I just try to never have a bad day, you know?
Right. I mean,
yeah. Maybe at some point when you're older, I know some adult film stars, they want to go over to actually, you know, producing or directing their own movies and, you know, getting their own label started. Is that something that you think you would want to do?
Yeah, definitely. I think that'd be a lot of fun, especially after I've done a little bit more work and kind of learned a lot more about what it takes to direct and all that. Because right now, I mean, I'm so new, I wouldn't know what to do. You know, anyone can hold a camera, but you're not necessarily going to be good at it. So I hope to, like, learn as much as I can from everybody and then, you know, hopefully do some directing on my own site. And I think that'd be a lot of fun. I'd enjoy that. And I don't know, come up with my own fantasies.
How long have you been involved in the industry?
I just started this year in January.
Oh, so you're brand new. You're brand new. So you're real popular because you're brand new. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they love the new girls. That's the thing with the industry right now. It seems like it's all about the new girls.
Right.
Okay.
So as the new girl on the scene, let me ask you, what's your favorite part? I mean, do you have a favorite, like, girl-on-girl, gangbang? I mean, what's your favorite?
My favorite... I definitely like anything that has, like, a cute scenario with it, but I'm all about, like, I don't know, pushing myself. I like the hardcore stuff, you know? I like doing outrageous things. Like, I've done the bondage and a lot of anal and DP and stuff like that. So I just try to push myself and do crazy things, yeah. You know?
You think.
So is there anything that is too extreme for you? Is there, you know, a place that you just will not go, just something you just absolutely, no matter how much they pay you, you will not do it?
I will not do double anal. That's the only thing I will not do ever. It looks just so weird. I don't think I can. And I have such a small butt. Like, it would be so strange. So that's, like, literally, like, the only thing that I will not do.
Well, I'm because when you said DP, I'm like, okay, that DP is strange. And
yeah, I've already done one of those. I actually did a DVD for Devil's Films called Gangland 78, and I did DP in that. That was my first DP. Well, not my first DP in my life, but my first on camera. That sounds terrible.
I have to ask about the whole DP thing. Is it as good as it looks?
Honestly, it's pretty cool because it's better than just anal. It gives you that, like, stimulation, and I don't know, there's, like, so much going on. There's, like, three guys in there, so there's so much going on that literally they're just, like, throwing me around, and I almost didn't even really have to work. I was kind of, like, lay back.
Okay.
I can do it all
so
for
just,
me.
Wait. I'll talk to you later, Miss 100%. But the whole, you said three guys?
Well, there's three guys, so it's like one's in the mouth, one's in the, you know, one's in the back. So it's like,
I'm surprised you didn't catch that.
I caught it. I just had to.
I mean, it's a DP, but it's kind of like a TP or a tri-P. I don't know what you'd call that, three person.
I got to ask this question. Because talking about the DP, since we're on that, when that's happening, is it like you feel that both the penises, like, is it like touching each other? I mean.
Oh, yeah. You can totally feel them, like, rubbing against each other on the inside. I think that feels good to the guys, though. It takes a special kind of guy to definitely do that because they really have to be comfortable with their sexuality, you know? A lot of guys think it's, like, you know, okay, but it's totally not, you know, you're still doing a girl, so.
Yeah.
And they end up, it ends up feeling pretty good for them, you know.
All right.
So, but I had some good co-stars in that film, so it worked out pretty good.
Now, this is a question that I've always had from watching movies. What is the big fascination, or why do directors always want a girl to shake her butt for about 15 minutes, and the scene is only like, if it's a good, only like 20 minutes.
Are you
shake her butt for like 15 of the minutes, and then it's like, you know, they just keep
the
replaying the same scene over and over and over. What's the deal with that? And it's like, are you gonna
literally,
ever
I have no idea.
Okay. I
did that, and I was like, I feel like a total douchebag right now. Like, what am I? Why do I have to dance for 15 minutes?
Hello.
You know?
I can answer this one because men like ass being shook. Come on.
Okay.
Really?
Good answer.
Yeah, but I'm like, for the majority of the scene, come on, really?
Yes, really.
But here's my thing. People forget that females like porn just as much as men do.
Exactly. Because I love porn, and I don't want to see a girl shake her butt for 15 minutes. I want to see some penetration.
Okay. But
exactly. I think just get down to it. Handle your business. Why, you know,
exactly.
They have
pictures. Get naked and do it.
Okay. I'm sorry, but, hey, to each their own, and they have something for everybody.
But my point is that all of the newer films that are coming out, almost everyone almost everyone, that's what you see. And it's like, okay, it's like they found the biggest bottle of baby oil that they can find in the world. Then they used over half the bottle, squirting it all over, and then they wanted to just stand there and jiggle her body for 15 minutes, like I said. And just by that time, it's like if you're with somebody and you're using it to enhance
EMI.
It's like, you okay, cut it off. I don't even want to look at the movie. So
luckily there's fast forward.
Right. Or skip it.
I have a question. I'm tired of hearing about you and your porn hate. One of our bloggers asked, how do you get paid for each show set?
What do you mean how do I get paid? Like,
yeah, they asked the question, how do you get paid each show? Or that,
or each act, or that's a good question.
Like, it's a paycheck, you know? Like, everybody writes a check. Is that
like,
what you mean?
For instance, do you, I'm going to try to make it more.
Or do I get paid more for certain things? Is that what you mean?
No, I'm thinking that they're asking, how do you, I mean, is it you get paid per scene, or do you get paid per movie, or how does that go?
Yeah, you get paid per scene, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, anytime you see a girl on there, like, different scenarios, that each different scene she got paid for, unless it's like in a contract, and then I have no idea how that works. But like, as far as my work goes, I get paid for each scene that I do, you know, right when I do it, or payroll or whatever. It's all separated. Like, generally there's only like one scene when you get, you know, when you get hired by them.
Okay. All right. Well, and another question they asked, now, when they asked, when I asked you what was your favorite date, and Miss 100% asked where you wouldn't go, they asked, do you do animals?
Well, I think that doing animals is illegal. So I don't even think that's an option.
I thought it was not good.
Yeah,
sure.
That's illegal. You can't do like family members and stuff like that. So they're really, really strict on that. Actually, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, you'd hope that people aren't doing family members.
Yeah, but you don't think about it, but, like, a lot of people want to see, like, sisters or, like, twins and stuff like that, and they can't even, like, touch in a scene, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. That whole stereotypical West Virginia stuff, nah, we'll pass.
Oh,
wow. Just go there.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah, so now I saw in looking at your bio and whatnot, you've been in plenty of scenes. What you got going forward? I mean, you working on any upcoming movies this year, next year?
Oh yeah, I work a lot. Like, I did a scene today and I'll do another Thursday. Pretty much work like almost every day. It kind of slows down in the summer, but it's so hot here that like it's really hard to shoot in the summer because you have to turn off the air conditioning. The mics have to pick up the air conditioning, so you can shoot outside. But a lot of the work slows down. So, but yeah, I'm always gonna be working until nobody will shoot me anymore. So hopefully that's not anytime soon.
Yeah, hopefully that's no time soon. Now, I asking you in your personal life, the dating. I mean, you date people in the industry, or do you stay out of that and just date quote unquote regular people, or how does that go?
I don't really date anyone at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever really work out for me too well. I'm just not in one place long enough to get anything settled, or I haven't really met anyone in my personal life that's worth anything. I'm from Kansas, so most of the guys I know there don't have jobs, so so that just doesn't work out.
A more serious question. We've been talking about, you know, the fun, lighter side of it, but a reality of it is there are diseases and things out there. And I just want to know, how do they go about, you know, picking the people for you and making sure that you're completely safe, you know?
I mean, they try their best, but we're tested every month. And, you know, it's like the talent's responsibility, too, to, like, check the person's test and ID. But, you know, for somebody in porn, 30 days could be a lot of people, you know, that they did on their personal time. So people get things, and that just kind of happens. It goes with the industry. Just got to be careful and really just, I mean, for me, I try to steer clear of talent that I would consider, like, high risk. It happens all the time to people, though. You know, people in the industry are a little bit more slutty than most people. So, like, 30 days could be, like, literally, like, 100 people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it really could. Like, if you think about it, like, some people do things on the side and whatever. I mean, it could be a lot of people. You never know. So you just got to try to work with people whose tests are newer, you know, and I always keep my tests up to date.
Now, as far as like using condoms, like, is that something that a person can put into their contract that they just will absolutely not do any, you know, anything that's without condoms, like, condoms have to be a part of every scene, or is it that?
Yeah, you can totally opt for that. Yeah, you can. There's always condoms on the set, and you can choose to do that if you would like to, if it makes you feel more comfortable. That's always an option for people.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah. They want safety as much as everyone else, and they don't want us to get hurt or anything. And they try their best to keep us safe while still having fun. But so, like, if ever we're on a set, we always, always, always have the option to use condoms.
Okay.
And what's your preference?
Well, I prefer not, personally. I don't like to taste condoms. I think they taste gross. So, like, I don't want to use them, but that's my personal choice. And if the guy said he wanted to, then I would do it, you know. We all want to work together. I don't know, you know. Nobody wants to get an STD, but, I mean, nothing bad's happened to me yet. I don't know. It's not as bad as everybody really makes it seem like. It's not like every single day people are getting, you know.
Right.
I mean, honestly, right. I feel like I was more high risk in my personal life than in porn, you know?
Okay.
And I know a lot more people back home that got STDs, and I heard about that more than even in porn.
Okay. And I asked that question because I know that it's been discussed before amongst me and other people, so I just wanted to ask that question. What about a...
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are snuff films real?
I don't know. I've never, like, done anything like that, so I am not sure. I don't want to say no and then it is, you know? I don't know.
Would you ever do that if somebody were to approach you and...
Well, I don't really know what that is. What is that?
Like, when it's a porn film, but it's when a girl is killed in the film.
Oh, yeah, those aren't real. I mean, like, most of them aren't real. I mean, I hope they're not real.
Yeah.
I know girls that do them. I would totally do one. That's awesome.
Okay.
I mean, they're awesome. Like, I mean, it's bad. Like, but I don't know. It'd be kind of cool. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Well, it's cool if it's, like, not real, you know?
Okay.
But I don't know if it's giving people bad ideas. Maybe it's a bad thing. I don't know. I personally, like, I guess I do know what you're talking about because I've seen this one that this girl did, and it was pretty cool, but I don't know. Everybody has their fetishes, I guess. you know?
Okay.
I personally think it'd be cool to have, like, some sort of, like, zombie film. I think that'd be pretty rad. I'd like to do something like that.
Yeah. And
like a Dawn of the Dead parody or something. That'd be so cool.
Well, you know, I'm shocked that I haven't seen that yet. Although,
I haven't seen that. That's one of my favorite movies. I think it would be a really cool porn. When they're stuck in the mall, like, the alive people are doing it, and then the dead people, I don't know, and then mix it. It would be a really crazy, wild, wild porn.
Like, they catch you, and you turn into a zombie?
Yeah! Oh, man, I want to, we said that, I don't want someone to steal this idea now. I want to go do this.
Write it down. I'm riding with you whenever you do it.
Yeah, I don't know what it'd be called. The Dawn of the Dead. It could be like, I don't know. There could be some sort of sexual name to that.
Well, my man Solon Hole just said Dawn of the Dicks.
Dawn of the Dicks? Actually, that might sound more like a tranny film. I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there. It really does sound, that does sound like a tranny porn, which might be actually kind of cool. But if you wanted like a girl boy porn, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I don't know. But Dawn of the Dicks would be good. But people might be like, I don't know. Dick is kind of off putting for a guy when they're trying to buy porn sometimes. You know, I would say at least.
All right.
Like, if I was a guy and I saw porn that had the name Dick in it, I'm probably going to go for the one that says pussy in it instead, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's just me. Or ass, or boobs, you know, facial, little girl. I don't know, you know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. I think that'd be a pretty cool parody.
Well, I know with most porn, you see the cover and you kind of know what it's about. Anyway,
that's true. That is true. So if they put a whole bunch of really, really hot zombies on there, and like with really big boobs, I'm into boobs and some nice butts. But like, I think the zombies definitely have to have some big boobs. You know, because zombies are not really pretty. You got to make their face kind of like all zombified, so they better have a nice body. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just hope that, like, nobody's going to steal this idea now that I came off with it.
you just told
it. It was done. What's it called? Okay, it's actually been done.
So
I'll have to change it. We'll have to do a different one.
Oh,
well.
What's the name of
Everything's already been done. Actually, there's another one that I really want to do. Have you guys seen the show Dexter? That's another one that would be considered like a snuff film. Has that been done? Dexter, the parody. I think that would be really cool. Because you know how he like ties those people up and like kills them? He could do that to girls, but tie them up and do them instead of killing them.
Yeah.
And Dexter's really hot. They should have that actual guy in
there.
A couple of films that you've been in so that our listeners will, you know, when they go to, you know, look for you, you know, name some of the films that you've been in so that they can, you know, pick you out personally so they can check you out. And
totally. I have like 12 DVDs out right now. And then I have a whole bunch of internet scenes. Like, they can find me on, like, Bang Bros, Reality Kings, Black Swan Blonde, I can't even remember everything now. Mofos, those are all like .coms. Then like DVDs, I have like so many DVDs. They can look me up on freeones.com, Kaylee Hilton, and then also like IAFD.com, look up Kaylee Hilton, because that lists all my DVDs, such as like My New Black Stepdaddy, Don't Tell My Wife I Asked, like The Babysitter. I mean, like, I can't even remember all the titles. They're so funny. And they all have like numbers with them, like Gangland 78. Like, they all have numbers, like Mother's Teaching Daughters is Suck Cog. I think that's like number 7. So it's just that if they search me on Google or IAFD or Free Ones, they can find a lot of my work as it comes out.
If you Google Miss Kaylee Hilton, she has a long trail of scenes.
I have a lot of scenes out. I've only worked since January, but I have a lot. I basically, anything that somebody has a fetish in, probably I've done. I've done a lot of anal, foot fetish, a lot of blowjob scenes, boy, girl, girl, girl. I don't know. I've done it all. Bondage. You name it.
So I know you said you was into the hardcore. So you would say, would you say that you prefer the bondage, or would you like the penetration, or the girl? Which one, if you had?
I definitely don't prefer the girl. I mean, I like it, but I definitely don't prefer that. I do prefer anything in the hardcore. I like the bondage, but I definitely like to mix it up because there has to be some penetration at some point, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, like, in my personal life, I used to like to get tied up, you know, even when I was a little girl, I didn't even know why, you know? So it's like, I really cannot choose one option. I like to do everything. So I don't like to limit myself in any way.
All right. Well, nothing wrong with that. Say wow! Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I look forward to seeing your next film. Hopefully you'll get into the next zombie film and.
Hopefully. Well, thank you guys, and everybody should like follow me on Twitter, Kaylee Hilton. So, because I always update that and like let people know who I'm shooting for every day. So.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, and feel free anytime something you got happening. You got a home here at Smooth Drama.
All right, I'll let y'all know.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. That was Miss Kaylee Hilton.
Kaylee Hilton, very interesting young lady.
Yes. Prolific porn artist. Yeah. I grow up in... No, I'm playing. We gonna take a quick station identification break and we'll be right back.
Together you guys. Drama.
All right. Oh, goodness, that was interesting to say the least. Speaking of which, you know, we're talking about sex, and we always talk about how sex sells, and you know, people are way too fired up. I mean, you think that porn stars are killing society, you know, and it, the end of the world. And little sexy ain't, there's nothing wrong with that. And I personally feel like if people had more sex, they probably wouldn't be as mad and frustrated and out there committing all these wrongdoings that they're out there doing.
Wouldn't be so uptight about everything.
Exactly.
We'll have less time to be in somebody else's business and causing trouble in somebody's life.
Right. Exactly. Now, case in point, over in Washington, there's a business that's booming of sexpresso stands in, yes, a place called Kitsap County. And they opened up like five over the past years. And I guess what's happening is the women, they put stickers over their nipples, whatnot, and they serve coffee.
Mm-hmm. And, interesting.
Yeah, and so people are all in arms like, oh, my God, they have over their nipples, whatnot, and they're selling coffee. And so now they're having some problems in the community, and county commission is talking about classifying the stands as adult entertainment, and no one under 18 will be allowed to get coffee there or through the drive-through. They're going to make people have to check the cars and make sure they're all 18. You have to show ID to get some damn coffee.
Well, I can understand that part. I can definitely understand that part because there are, I guess, they have to follow certain laws. But as far as, you know, what did you say, adult
entertainment?
In adult entertainment, it's not like it's a strip club.
Right. Well, and my point is, I mean, we already have Hooters.
Right.
And I mean, no, you don't check IDs at the door at Hooters.
And kids are allowed to go into Hooters as well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they may have on, you know, maybe a bikini top or maybe, you know, but you can still see everything but the nipple.
Right.
So.
Right. And that's my point. Scantily clad. You have to, I mean, because if you go to the beach, they have bikinis.
Right.
Which is the same thing. And you don't have to get it. You'll have to show your ID to go
right.
to the beach.
Right.
I think it's hilarious that they go through all that, all these designations. I mean, a little skin never hurt nobody. And if they got something over the nipple.
It's that whole, you know, control thing. It's we have to have some type of control over everything, or either it's everything is just going to go haywire if we don't have control over it. And that's, to me, that's all it is.
Well, I mean, another case in point, this mall in Houston, Greens Point Mall, no. Mm-hmm. Saggy pants.
Okay.
And you know, they saying if you're sagging, they'll call security and they'll kick you out. Now, I don't care too much for the style. I think it looks really stupid if you got your pants below your drawers and your drawers is hanging. It looks retarded. But if you want to look retarded, it's your right to look retarded. There's no skin being shown. So I mean, it's like you don't like the fashion, and so they can't, you know what I'm saying? That's,
I know.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I think there's a big issue when folks can't just, I can't sag.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's not about whether or not you agree with it. They have the right to look stupid.
And you know what? More and more, there's different states are making laws that you will actually get a ticket or get taken to jail for sagging pants. The young man that was arrested on the airplane because
right.
his pants sagged.
Right.
And that, you know, I saw the picture and you could see the top of his shorts, but it wasn't, his butt wasn't out.
Right.
And he was sitting down.
Right.
And it wasn't until they stood him up that you could actually see his shorts. So it's like, I guess somebody saw it when he got on and sat down and made a big stink about it, and they decided to arrest him because of it. And I just thought that was going way overboard.
Right.
I mean, I've seen worse.
Right.
I thought I saw sagging before, but here where I am now, I've seen some of the most ridiculous sagging. There was a group of boys going down the street, and they were actually sagging to the point where their pants were almost at their knees, and they had belts on real tight around their thighs. And it was like, what is the point?
Well,
you may as well just take the pants off at that. I mean, come on, really?
Well, see, that's the point. It's a stupid fashion. but it's not something that I should go to jail for. It's not
right.
something where I should, I mean, I should be laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
I should,
you should be
jail for
you
that.
Should be talked about, just talked about severely,
right.
just made to feel just as stupid as the day is long. But as far as going to jail for it, I think going to jail for it is
I can't
over.
I can't go to the mall because I look stupid. There's a lot of people who look stupid every day. I see them. I mean, because there's the people who they go and they have these tank tops and their stomach is hanging out. It's like
nasty.
That's not attractive. You know,
it's nasty.
I mean, and the point is fashion. You,
mm-hmm.
We and this is where I go with that conspiracy theory, where it's like the martial law part of it, where you're focusing and you're legislating fashion now. I can't sag. It's not even about the sagging. I can't wear my clothes a way that you don't like.
Because
if I do, I am penalized for it.
Right.
I mean, what's wrong with individuals? Even if it's they look stupid, it's still their right to look stupid.
Well, you know, I in comparison, if they're going to take people to jail for sagging, take women to jail for sagging. The women that go out, I saw a woman at the grocery store. She was about a 54F in bra size with no bra on,
okay.
to where they were damn near hanging out from up under her shirt. That was the nastiest stuff I have ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said anything to or about this woman, probably me, but, you know, no, everybody is just going on like it's just something natural. That's nasty.
Oh, wow.
Nobody wants to see that. So, okay, why isn't she getting a ticket for public indecency? Even though she's covered up, just like they are covered up, you can still see those nasty, saggy titties just waffling around everywhere.
Wait. First and foremost, there's nothing wrong with sagging titties. I mean, as guys get older, their balls sag. So,
okay, and like I said, in comparison, some people don't feel like it's nasty or it's undesirable to see a guy sag, his pants to sag, or boys' pants to sag. So if they consider it, you know, fashion or just how they want to wear their clothes. So if she has the right to walk around like that, you know, and then these girls with the thongs in the pants, they wear the jeans that don't come up over their butt, and then they have on thongs, and you can see the tops of their butt cheeks, and the thong is all the way up their back. What about that? Why isn't that considered sagging or in public indecency?
Well, it's considered sagging, but you got to remember there's also an agenda here. I mean, see, because when we talk about martial law, you have to creep on stuff that people don't pay any mind to. I mean, there's nobody who would defend the young black male or the young Latino or anybody who's poor and they dress
mm-hmm.
like that and they express themselves like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the people that they start on. And then from there, the laws just keep creeping up and freedoms keep disappearing. I mean, we are there. And people don't see it. When I can't go to the mall, if somebody deems what I'm wearing acceptable, I what else is there?
Exactly.
And that's martial law. Folks won't see it that way, but it's martial
it
law.
Is. But it is. It
I'm
is.
Legislating style.
Yes. Yeah.
Style should not be legislated. I mean, what's next? You know, I mean, you open up the door gonna keep cracking open. It
right.
doesn't shut. And everybody who thinks, I mean, like that, the TSA agent who checked the 95-year-old woman,
mm-hmm.
She had the saggy diaper, whatnot. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody's up in arms at that, but you're not up in arms at dude getting kicked out the mall. I mean, it's the same concept.
It is.
Anyway, on that note, I want to thank Ms. Kaylee Hilton for coming on the show and gracing us with her presence. I want to thank you, Ms. 100%, for coming back. And I want to thank everybody else for listening. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F-word. For my homegirl, Miss 100%, Smooth Drama, we out. Catch you on the other side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama. Smooth.